B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All good, Ty. What's going on?
Man, let me tell you. Now, am I crazy, Tim? And I ask you this from time to time. Going into the game, I thought the Titans game was going to be a close, tough, physical matchup. And it was physical, all right, on one side, the Eagles side, especially defensively. Are you surprised with how easily the Eagles were able to handle the Titans this past Sunday?
Yes to that. I mean, I was looking at that one, you know, even going back before they lost to the Commanders, I was looking at that one and like, where could that first loss come from? And I kept stopping at Tennessee. I was like, well, there's a physical team who can really run the ball, maybe expose the Eagles' vulnerabilities. Like, that's where a loss could come. Add on top of that, that they were without Dallas Goedert and they were without C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Avante Maddox. And it's like, okay, well, you know, maybe this is a spot where they're, you know, they're just going to have to kind of really weather the storm. And they brought the storm. And you could tell, like, walking, when they were walking off the field and into the tunnel and then in the locker room, that they had taken those talking points about Tennessee and how physical they are and how they have to match their physicality personally. And that they wanted to set the tone and make it known that they're the most physical team in the NFL and that they should be the benchmark for physicality in the game. And so they really showed something. And I think fans are feeling that. Like, that game, I think the vibes in the town now feel different. Like, there was high expectations, but when they went out and they crushed the team in that spot, like the Titans, I think it just raises it up even higher as to what this season could be.
What's the latest on some of the injuries? I know Kaiser White and Quez Watkins were both on the injury report today.
Yeah, so both of those guys were limited. And when we were talking with Sirianni on Monday, he was thinking that none of the injuries that came out of Sunday's game against the Titans were kind of a longer-term concern. And the injury report reflected that. Sean Bradley was the only player who did not practice today. Jordan Davis didn't even appear on the injury report. He played a single-digit snaps against Tennessee, and I saw him limping off the field at one point, hardly played after that. But he was not on the injury report. And then Avante Maddox, is, you know, he's going to be, the 21-day practice window was open for him, and talking with him at his locker before practice, he was saying that he's feeling pretty good. And as long as he is lining up against defensive backs in practice this week and can hold his own, it looks like he's on target to play this week.
How special is Jalen Hurts? I mean, in reality, how special is he? And is he the lead candidate for MVP in your eyes?
I don't think there is any question that he's the lead candidate for MVP. I mean, and Patrick Mahomes, like, he's going to be up there kind of like MJ every year in the conversation. He's obviously very, very special. But I think that Hurts has been dominant, and not just dominant, but dominant in multiple ways. Like, how many people can put up 157 rushing yards one week and then come back and toss three touchdowns and 350-plus the next? I mean, it's just like some of the things he's doing, it's like there's just not a whole lot of precedent for him. And now that's back-to-back weeks where he's NFC Offensive Player of the Week. We knew coming into this year that he had a lot of things going for him. What we didn't know was whether he could be able to take, you know, a significant step as a passer. And, you know, he's answered all those questions. Like, every box for Jalen Hurts has been checked. Not even people close to him thought that he was going to make the type of leap that he ended up making. So, you know, he's on an incredibly special run right now, no doubt about it.
We're talking to Tim McManus, covers the Eagles for ESPN.com and 97.5 The Fanatic. Tim, you got three straight road games coming up. Historically, it's hard to win all three. You got Giants, then Bears, then Cowboys. For me, I think that they're locked in, like you were just talking about, after that Titans game. And I'm feeling really good about their chance to go up to New York and kind of show them that you guys have had a nice little cute season, but we're the bosses of the NFC East. But then that for some reason, that Chicago game before Dallas scares me. I know they're taking it one week at a time, but how scary is it as far as just, is there a possibility that there's a schedule loss coming up with three straight road games?
Well, I think to your point, I mean, I don't know that the Eagles are buying into schedule losses like Doc Rivers is, right. But if you look at the three straight road tests, and know, just generally speaking, how weird the NFL is. Like myself and most people, as we were talking about in the beginning, thought that Tennessee game was going to be really tough and it ended up being easy. But that doesn't mean that the next one's going to be easy. You know, sometimes with what the perception is doesn't match reality. And the reality is that they're going on the road to face the Giants this week. So even before we get past that, you know, if you look at Jalen Hurts, last time he was in the Meadowlands, guys, he's obviously been a different quarterback since that time, but it was a real struggle where he was 14 of 31, zero touchdowns, three interceptions. That's arguably the worst game of his career. And he's essentially been on a tear since then, minus the playoff game against Tampa Bay. So this is one that, you know, they should win. Obviously, you look on the roster and you look at the way that the teams are playing and you look at the line and whatever else you want to look at. It says Eagles, but that is why they play the game.
Before the game against the Titans, I just thought the special teams were going to be a disaster no matter what, and it wasn't fixable. Then you saw Ellis get in there and pop somebody and Covey have some nice returns. What did you see in the special teams, and do you think it can be a fixable thing?
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think a large part of what we saw over, you know, the first 11 games of the season was basically the Eagles asking special teams not to screw it up. And what I mean by that is, you know, the offense obviously is very efficient. The defense has been setting the offense up very well by taking the ball away and putting them in a good field position. And so I think the basic ask of special teams is, you know, just kind of stay out of their way a little bit. And the way that was reflected is like Britton Covey, every time he returns the punt, what did he do? He ran right into the teeth of the kick coverage and just got smoked. But, you know, advanced the ball like 7 yards. Okay, fields cleanly, gets 7 yards, and then the offense takes over. And I think that they recognized that they were kind of neglecting special teams a little too much. And so they made a conscious effort to make some personnel changes. Christian Ellis, as you mentioned, comes up and is a real factor for them. And then they changed some things up schematically. Like it was no coincidence that Covey started breaking off runs at the exact same time they started calling some returns to go to the outside, which probably wasn't scouted in any way, shape, or form by Tennessee because they hadn't done it all year. And then voila, look what happens when they call a couple for him to run along the sideline. And so one thing that really stands out about this team overall, whether you're talking about the run defense and or the special teams or whatever kind of issue flared up over the course of the season, like as soon as they put their mind to addressing it, it gets addressed. And, you know, I think that's credit to what they're doing and the type of season they're having.
One thing with his numbers against the Titans that stood out to me was N'Kobe Dean. Is he starting to make a little bit of an impact that says, I want some more playing time?
How about that snap-to-tackle ratio?
Pretty impressive. You
know, 15 snaps and 6 tackles. I mean, I don't know how much better you can get than that. And I think that, you know, it absolutely takes a level of humility for a player who is like, he's like the big star in college football. And then he comes here and he's in a reserve role where all his contributions are on special teams. To be able to keep that type of focus, I think probably speaks to the guy and speaks to the player. And he's been making an impact on special teams. We saw that kind of in spades against Tennessee. And then he gets an opportunity when Kaiser White goes down at linebacker and really balled out. It shouts that he deserves more playing time. Now, how much more can you legitimately give him when you have Edwards and White also playing at a high level? I don't know that, but can you create like a couple packages where he comes in and gets some snaps? I think so. And then the way that Michael Clay said it last week was like, we all know that his time is coming. And that's talking on the defensive side. Like it's a matter of time before he takes over one of those linebacker spots. And, you know, I think that Sunday was just further evidence that, you know, about how excited they are for when that time comes.
Last thing, Tim, just because there's rumors out there that, and we know Howie is an active guy all the time, trades, he's always in on everybody. He's always curious, asking questions, but there's the Odell Beckham Jr. thing, and the thought was it was going to be Dallas or the Giants. Now someone says, watch out for the Eagles. Are you hearing anything about a possibility of them picking up Odell Beckham Jr.?
No, I don't think it's happening. And, you know, I asked Sirianni about that today, and basically he threw cold water on the notion of it, saying how much that he loves his wide receiver core, said it's the best wide receiver group he's ever worked with. He stressed the importance of having like your third or fourth wide out, having to be a participant in special teams. He basically said everything except for Odell Beckham is not coming to Philadelphia. There are games that get played out there. Like, you know, we know that the division rivals are the ones that have been linked to Odell Beckham. And so maybe somebody's trying to drive the price up on him or whatever the case may be. But I don't foresee, you know, barring like an injury or something crazy happening, I don't think Odell ends up in Philly.
Well, Tim, we appreciate it. We didn't think so either, but we wanted to hear what you had to say about it. Thanks so much for the time, as usual.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.